Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Huntershire District. And today we're joined by General Manager Greg McDonald. Greg, how are we doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Bear.
That's the way, mate. A little bit left to happen at the library for the kids this school holidays.
Yeah, look, every school holidays we run a bit of a kids program, and no different this holiday, especially with the damp weather we've had earlier in the holidays. The kids have been flocking to the libraries and undertaking various activities, everything from just story time through to crafts and arts, just to get people used to using our libraries. And I guess libraries have changed from the old days. It's not going in and reading anymore. Whilst it's still obviously a strong area for books and literature, there's a lot of activities being done, and some of the kids are doing coding and everything at libraries now, and a lot of computer work. So if people go onto our library site, our upperhunterlibraries.net.au website, there's a whole list of activities every school holidays, so people are welcome to have a look at that and see what's still happening for the remainder of the holidays.
Yeah, they're a bit of a community hub these days, aren't they?
They are, yeah. The old days of librarians shushing everyone for being too noisy are long gone. We like to see a bit of activity in our libraries now.
Indeed. Now, you're also asking people to complete a customer survey?
Yeah, that's right. We've got on our website at the moment a survey. If you've had any interaction with council, we'd like to know what that interaction was like, the good and the bad. We want to try to find those areas where we can improve our customer service. And there's an opportunity for people to fill out the survey and tell us what works and what doesn't work and how we might improve. So we'd encourage anyone to go onto our website and fill that survey in at the moment.
You're also encouraging local businesses to tender potentially to do work for the council.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter whether you maybe own a tractor and a slasher or a backhoe and potentially looking for some work with council, or you might be an electrician or a plumber wanting to contract services to you. We're putting out tenders at the moment just for preferred suppliers lists, so that we've got a list in case any work comes up. And rather than having to go out individually each and every time we want work, if we've got this list in advance, we can go to those contractors that have already given us an expression of interest. So people who are interested in that can, again, go onto our website, go to the tender documents and put in their details and things like hourly rates. If they know their hourly rates, obviously they can put that stuff in. If they don't have that particular level of detail, just register an interest at a minimum, and then we can contact them later if we need their services.
A great opportunity for local businesses, also keeping the Upper Huntershire Council dollars local, which helps too.
Yeah, that's right. We'd like to spend locally if we can, so we're really encouraging local tradespeople, any plant operators, anyone who runs a business or service who thinks they could provide a service to council to go on and register.
And last up, Greg, with all the rains that we've had, I noticed that Upper Huntershire Council didn't get too heavily impacted. A couple of roads closed, and of course the sporting fields were closed up last weekend.
Yeah, we feel quite lucky, actually, to be honest with you. The councils down the valley have all been declared natural disaster areas, and obviously with that they are able to tap into additional funding, but we are thankful that it hasn't impacted us anywhere near as bad as it has back in the March floods and the November floods from last year. As you said, we had a little bit of local flooding and a few roads closed, but no real damage to any of our assets. And other than closing the sporting fields last weekend, it hasn't impacted us too badly at all. So quite thankful, but feeling it for our friends down the valley. At the moment, I've been keeping in touch with some of the mayors and the general managers and just seeing how they're going. And of course, a lot of the work can't begin until the actual water recedes. So at the moment, they're really just in that process of trying to work around the inconvenience of having floods and obviously looking after their residents and their community.
Yeah, so many of us around the valley, we want to help, but there is a right moment. And just at this point in time, it's a bit too soon, but I'm sure they will call on us and we can do our very best to help out our friends down south.
Yeah, that's right.
Greg McDonald from the Upper Huntershire Council, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
Not a problem.